I'm not. Caller Igabuchi. (201) 209-9368. I think that call just dropped. Call back. We have 7 more minutes of this show. What's another great thing about the Beach Boys? You know, my favorite album of the Beach, one of my favorite albums, I should say, is Carl Wilson's album, the one called, what's it called? It's not called Carl and the Jets. It's called Carl and the Passions, the So Tough album. I love that album. I really feel like the Carl Wilson years are some of the best chunk of the Beach Boys. And nobody better argue. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci, for how long were you in choir?
I got kicked out for playing the electric guitar, actually. That was the problem with my choir. They said, get that, you know, you're not even singing, you're playing guitar. So that was
aww.
Is this
Annie? Have the band option as well?
No, then I got kicked out of band for singing. So I, rocking.
Oh, I missed it.
Yes, that's right. So, Annie, this is Annie, isn't it?
This is.
Annie, do you...
I'm honored.
Are you a singer? Do you like singing or humming, at least?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, we're going to try that do-re-mi thing that Gretchen did earlier. We got one more caller on the line. Caller Igabuchi, line 2.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear... Annie, can you talk?
Yes, I can hear you all.
You guys can hear each other? All right.
Yes, I can hear Annie.
And what caller, what's your name? Caller number 2, what's your name?
Drea.
Drea, hey Drea. All right, Drea, what's your range? What do you consider to be your range, your sweet spot?
I would say I'm a soprano.
Okay. And Annie, what did you say yours was? I feel like your vocal range is criticizing this show. That's the range that you focus in.
That's right. Alto.
Alto, okay. All right. Let's just try to do a little, like a little choral, you know, song. And I want, we got one more, actually. Let's do, before
excellent.
We go, let's do it. Lock you in. Caller Igabuchi. Caller, line 3.
Hey, Bucci. I remember listening to this, Beach Boys box set in high school.
Uh-huh.
And they all have great artwork on the covers, but one of them in particular has this orange on the cover that's kind of ripped open, and I believe there's like a wave splashing out of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's really beautiful artwork that's always stuck out for me. Just
okay.
A little side thing for the Beach Boys.
What's your name there? What's your name?
Oh, it's Dino.
Dino, I wish we could harmonize
Dino.
Along with that story. Like, I wish we all knew that story. We could all say it at the same time, but...
Yeah, I know. I tuned in at the end of the show. Sorry.
All right.
Does everyone know the song God Only Knows by the Beach Boys? We could
sure,
just do the
we
chorus.
Do know. All right, all right. What
oh,
is,
sure, sure.
I don't.
Who's saying they don't know the chorus that God Only Knows?
Annie, I don't like the Beach Boys.
All right, Annie, why don't you just kind of harmonize with us? And
that'll be fine.
Okay, and then, line 2, why don't you start? God only knows what I'll be.
God only knows what I'll be without you.
God only knows.
God only knows what I'll be without you.
God, keep going.
Yeah, okay. God only knows what I'll be without you.
God only knows.
God only knows.
God only knows
what I'll be without you.
God only knows.
God only knows what I'll be.
God only
knows.
All right, that sounded great. Does anyone else have any Beach Boys trivia that they want to float my way? No? Goodbye, all of you. Goodbye. 201-209. Hey, it's Billy Jam. In the studio. Billy Jam, do you have any Beach Boys trivia? Do you know any, like, one factoid about the Beach Boys you want to give our listeners here?
No. Nothing unusual.
No, yeah. Who's your favorite Beach Boy?
My favorite song is Good Vibrations.
Oh, yeah, Good Vibrations. Famous one. I like... You know what? I like that Brian Wilson solo, his first solo album, and it's called "You Gotta Get Your Old Bones Out of the Ground" or something like that. It's a very poignant song, as many of his songs are poignant. Wow, Billy, you like Operating Room Light here.
Sorry.
It's so bright. No, you're fine.
I should have done it after you.
No, it's fine. What are you on? One? What are you on? Oh, you want to hear? Here, take this.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome so much. The thing about harmony is, unfortunately, that it is socialism, which generally I am not a huge favor of. Oh, here we go. I like there to be a strong leader, and then everyone else falls in behind them. But what are you going to do? And what we can always do is, of course, harmonize all the way from the cradle all the way to our grave. So let's imagine that we're all dying. And here comes the angels. You've been listening and harmonizing to the one and only Bucci on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMUID. Let me just grade this show. I'm going to write down a grade, and I wonder if you can guess what that song is. All right, up next is the man Billy Jam with Put the Needle on the Record. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.
Hi, this is Boss Tootie, checking in from Sacramento, California, to welcome you to the new summer series of Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam on WFMU, no?
This one is for the summer to shine. The coast stay active, body bagging your man's rhymes. It's time for some action. Booty smacking, shorty tan lines cracking. Now what's happening? Was backing the whip out, now I'm whipping it back in. Can't leave without shooting the breeze. It is breezy, and please don't take it sleazy when I tell you take it easy. She a boss, if she think that I'm cheesy, cause I'm choosy, but she bougie. I thought we were matched because she moved me. Can't explain what she do to me, yo. I truly glow like I'm fresh about the studio or doing shows, but who knows the way the wind blows. Especially when it snows where I live, it don't even get cold. But she cold, she know the G code. She know she need more to me than most. And she don't go ghost on the nigga, she stay close and post the whole day. Make love and smoke J's. She from Manhattan, I'm from LA, so I say. Rise before sunrise, before sunset, before midnight. She be Ethan hawking me, taunting me with that get right. Talking about when we met, I said she will be my wife for life. But life broke up the boat, we so tight, hold tight. Don't be scared to get close, I won't bite, won't fight. If you look in the argue and throw knives, don't lie. You sweet as a whole pie, you don't need to smoke, lie. You fly as the most high, oh my, you so fine. I'm like, oh my God, put that on my mind's mind, put that on mine. No one got your shine, glow, make you go blind. So like a gold mine, trying to get this past that gold line score. So if I say that I do, then I'll be sure. Playing, I'll be sure on the balcony, overlook the shore. Hold you close till I know you secure. Let love pour from my pores, even when you don't want anymore. Go uptown.
is 10-10 wins. Romper rumor, stock the cooler for the rendezvous. Pop the cooler, shot the rocket fuel and pop the moose. Some Rocky 10, type to watch a comet hit the common room. Rocket stop the violence, tea in pockets out the Babadook. Comic-Con keys the door. Kamikaze comedy referred to as the architect of modern lighthouse keeper core. Ease into the graveyard, shifting, state-of-the-art safeguard, crippling. Crimson King, deep breath, poke his head up at the lobby. Check both ways, cheat death, any fugazi. Chia pet, I'm parading with Chipper Gardens of Eden. You merely swivel the camera to see your part mausoleum. I am positively cold. Operatives like pennies in a pocket with a hole that we are dropping as we go, knocking over what we must. Piranhas to the bone in under 60 seconds flat. Can you honestly say no? 10 a.m. in the fog, feeling anxious. 10 p.m. in the same exact fog, feeling anxious.
It appears I was wrong again. I fear I was right all along. That's why you gotta wait till the end. Credit scrolling, metadata uploaded, persona non grata, all in the eye of the beholder. Betrothed to the game alone, never sure the cards he holding. The GPS just on for show. I know where the we going, whether rolling fast or slow. Those birds come home to roost like homing. No one sent forth the raven before a dove, a dragon wings, a black omen. I keep a few moments under lock and key from myself that I stole them. I build the same machines from different components and act surprised when they turn on me, eyes glowing. The devil you be knowing. Russian planes darken the skies over Poland. Yeah, we know them. My blood run cold once it gets heated. I see the exit and beat feet to meet it. Luckily or unluckily for me, my brain discreets energy.
I'm in the fog feeling anxious. 10 p.m. in the same exact fog feeling anxious.
Hyperlinking winner's breath. For the record, I'm not sinking. Zigga zigga twice, I'm thinking, but not too much. All the things I should have said. Trying to live in what was and all it could have been. Sandcastle and raised bed. Under scaffolds with duct tape on every joint in connection. My eyes never stray far from the exit. Bessie's TV always played the westerns. Hot water, cornbread, pinto bean is always extra. Check for a laughing at mall cops and vests that read heightened security. Max volume 40, I'll be there shortly. Something to see if you see me, shorty. Split my pants and hopping gates on a walk to the bank. My kid wanna hear 5 minutes of funk. I would say the same thing, same age as he is. UHF 31.
10 a.m. in the fog, feeling anxious. 10 p.m. in the same exact fog, feeling anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. Crack jaws with a hacksaw, this is Jim Thuggin to prove. The boss in this, I'm like Slim Thug in the womb. Kids humming my tunes when that nostalgia hit him is plain. Rappers can't see me, it's like the whole algorithm has changed. Clouded vision, eyes squinted like shoguns and shintos. Past the Rubicon, threw a bomb right through the Overton window. Ops driving slow in the Pinto, probing for info. Till they're greeted by your bloke in a trench coat. Either that or get a quote from the Ginzos to find out if you can float. Tie a rope to your timbos and toss you in a moat with your kinfolk. Or what you know, get the memo. You can't play me like a broken Nintendo. Float on the tempo like I'm stroking a nympho. Vicarina with the ominous intro that started light but then it rose to crescendo. And if I'm not in the stew with Vic to mix down the mix for me, I'm surely in the mix with the mix down at Mick Sawley's.
Remember how they clipped Maury, six story Screwface and all the air that you wasted while rhyming. I hit 40 spit gaudy go-tos. Lack manners, my ammo took a jackhammer to my old booth. Listen, my demo, you gripping the Dremel. Who let the pit in the kennel, the canic corso. Best in the town and the planet also. It's boss mode, mercenary selling by order. Be well advised, slaughter coming hella high water. Selling pies on the televised corner. The petty crime felonized, pellets fly toward them. My comp wanna know, who the hell am I? Jordan? Jeff Hornacek, kick a hornet's nest. Stocking up the watercress, guess I better sell them by autumn. The kick all y'all off of my melon size scrotum. Big body caddies, good fellas die for them.
And if they don't change the tune, I got the melodyne for them. Now I'm foaming at the mouth like Cujo with the rabies. Known to drop 16s like Menudo in the 80s. And the Tudo is Mercedes. When I'm gripping on the grain, you see the Hublot or the AP. Got power in associates, you know, like I'm JD. Wild and inappropriate. They're crowding up the boat full of powder and the opiates.
Shrouded in a cloak, getting louder from the cocky sniff. Found him in the shower with a trophy. Sir, no, sir. Prefer no violence. We're sipping Merlot for neuroscience. In the jungle where there were no primates. Hopped in the turbo. I heard no siren. Straight to the pier to pay Palermo pirates and grant them furlough.
If it's a showdown, I'm liable to squeeze limbs. Sounding like Motown or a rival, that sweet chin. Music leave your nose down and your style is sheepskin. He don't need pronouns in his bio, cause he's him.
Yo, yo, this is Bobby J from Rockaway, and right now you're listening to WFMU Radio.
Get up, pack it in, my flow tap your chin, my pen game on tin, it's no accident. So have a little Irish Catholic sacrament, yo, somebody better tell them the keg's tapped again. What's happening? Walking the party, dap my friends, and somebody got back, who just yapped again. He's back again, looking dizzy, but he's not as tipsy. Somebody get him cold water and a shot of whiskey, quickly. That'll sober him up, liquor before beer, man. Haven't I told you enough? I'm low in the cup, coming from the livest city ever. Rockaway Beach, yeah, the Irish Riviera, one of those special places. Home of alcoholics with hot bellies, red hair and freckled faces. It's our reputation, but our chicks be the flyest. Come here, baby, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Call me.
They call me a savage, tweaking all beef like corned beef and cabbage. Said the shots as a warning to ya, they were sleeping. Top of the morning to ya, but not a leprechaun, just the upper echelon. Queen's representative, I'll rep it till I'm dead and gone. Let's get it on, I'm giving less than this local iron in your shamrock, pressing your luck, you know.
A katana sword, and I push it till my arm is kind of sore. Carnivore, dinosaur, I'll use your vinyl as a frisbee. I'm simply Lionel Richie to these Commodores. You acting pompous for, you need to get your weight up, for you get ate up, straight up, like a pompadour. Disobeying common laws, like a bronze bodega with no windows. There ain't no telling what I got in store. The Dapper Don, Don Draper, Drake the Dapper Dan. All I do is Don Couture. Got a date to practice Kama Sutra with your mom at four. I use words, use herbs, try to Google. I will stir fry your noodle. What the f*** you think I'm rhyming for? These opponents better seek atonement like they're rocking yarmulkes on Yom Kippur. So do the math like it's Common Core. Either this tomahawk will scalp you or these 40 blows will stomp your jaw. Blood splatter got me washing windows, mopping floors. Look how I got them raging, I'm just an agent provocateur. I'm outside your building, so hide your children and lock your doors. I'm taking every penny, ain't talking pasta with vodka sauce. Out the pockets of these imposters who profit off this. Discuss your death over shrimp and lobster with monster bosses. I hope my ops are cautious. You got enforcers, well I got an angry mob with some pitchforks. And I got some torches.
I'm one of the ones when it's all said and done. That this world don't remember my name. Yeah, I started from the bottom, I'm a certified problem. Keep it real, are you not entertained?
Quotes and local metaphors, and the flow so wet it pours on that bozo head of yours. Cold as wintertime, northeast and coastal temperatures, full of malice. I'm
palace is a hobo's pedicure, while the nobles betted whores on the locals' Reddit store. Tell your local record stores, me and Dama coming soon like the global threat of war, plus the social credit score. This is a total metamorphosis, the tide to turn it. You giant vermin, I am the tyrant lurking behind the iron curtain. Chopping heads of all defiant persons, take a sip of cyanide and die in private for a murder by insurgents. The hate is real, but you hate his will. Taste of stainless steel, see your fate is sealed, designed in cursive. You Monty Python, flying circus clowns, walking round, rocking dresses, wearing lipstick and buying Birkins. And this is realer than rap, the villain is back killing. You gotta be triller than that if you gon' try and verse it. And I am certain that this game is full of lying serpents. Pray that I don't make you my prey, my pride a lying serpent. Hyenas drooling it, vultures in the sky observing. My drip is Italian, but most of what I drive is German. I am Gershwin, seated at the piano singing violent church hymns while the Irish priest provides a sermon.
You're one of the ones when it's all said and done, but this world gon' remember my name. Yeah, I started from the bottom, I'm a certified problem. Keep it real, like you're not entertained.
And then he cooked me and my family breakfast, lunch to go with dinner. Shout out going out to everybody in the building at WFMU, everybody tuned in, and shout out to you listening in the archives, and a special shout out to Bobby J from Rockaway. Bobby J, how are you, man?
I'm great, man. Thank you for having me.
Dude, it is a pleasure to meet you in person.
Likewise, my man. Thank you.
And I've been a fan of your music from when I first heard you. I guess it was maybe 6 years ago or 7 years ago, but you've been putting it down for a minute. We heard a bunch of music in there. Before I ask you about your rich history, legacy, let me just go through and back announce what we heard there. We started out with Stylistic Murder, Uptown, featuring Blue, an amazing MC. Also, Boss Tootie in there, who will be our guest on the show in 2 weeks' time when we'll be coming to you live from Pinole, California, from Trend Area Store in San Pablo. And in Pinole is where they had, about a mile outside of the actual downtown Pinole, they had an earthquake a few days ago, and it was felt. It was a 3.4. If you live in the Bay Area, Northern California, all of California, earthquakes are a major, major thing on your mind whenever you hear a rumble. Then you go, oh, shoot, maybe I should move back to Chicago or New York. A$AP Rock, brand new from him, 1010 Winds, featuring Armin Hammer. That's from his brand new album, Black Hole Superette. What do you think of that one, Bobby J?
I loved it, man. I've been a fan of A$AP for over 20 years. You know, he's somebody I always looked up to as a independent rapper, as an underground rapper.
Yeah.
And like we were just saying before, it's cool to see him put out a project all these years later and still, you know, be able to generate the interest and be able to work with guys like I was saying, Lupe Fiasco, you know, him having these bigger features and seeing guys, you know, guys that I never thought would actually work together. I love seeing two people in the same room that you wouldn't expect, you know what I mean?
And I mean, it's like in my opinion, he just gets better and better.
Right.
As a lyricist, I mean, it's just really good.
I mean, you should, right? Like, as you get older, you know.
But that's not always the case, because there's some guys out there, and you can tell that they got paid like $5,000 to do a verse on somebody's, and they're just going through the motions, and they're actually recycling things, and kind of got a little lazy lyrically.
Well, I think when you look at rap, some of the best rappers are over 45, 50 plus, in my opinion. You know, guys like Black Thought, guys like Pharoah Monch. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are guys that have been, or even Method Man. Like, you listen to them, and it's like the guys that keep practicing and keep putting out music and still stay dedicated. Like, you should get better as you get older, because this isn't like, I mean, it's like a sport, but it's not like sports, you know, in terms of the physical element to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the more life experience you have, the more things you go through, the more you should have to say. So, you know, my favorite rappers are all, you know, 40, 50 plus, you know.
And you know what's amazing about that is how many of these artists that you're referring to that are still active. Some of them kind of, they stopped for a while in the 2000s, but they're back. There's so many that are making returns now and still going strong.
Right. Slick Rick just dropped an album last night.
Sadat X still going strong, pumping out stuff.
I'm here for it. I want to hear, you know, as long as an artist is willing to put out music, I want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, listen, after we heard from the brand new A$AP Rock, we listened to one of your many great tracks, and it was a freestyle. And dude, when you do your freestyles, Because I've heard many of them and played them here. A lot of times you can't even tell. It's like you're just straight off the dome, but right as if it's on point on a record. And we heard you doing House of Pain's Jump Around, a freestyle, and also a WFMU drop. And that was from 7 years ago now, you said, when you did it?
Just about. It was part of a video series I was doing called Breakfast Bars, where I was basically rapping over my favorite instrumentals and putting out a video every single week.
Wow.
So that video coincided with the Rockaway St. Patrick's Day. Which is
a big deal, right?
It's a big deal. It's a big Irish community where I grew up. I'm Irish myself. So, you know, it was just one of those things. It's like House of Pain, Jump Around is such a perennial hip-hop classic. It's almost untouchable in that regard. It was kind of like I had a little bit of apprehension about doing it. But I did it, and, you know, it garnered a lot of attention. It's like kind of something that I throw out there every year around St. Patrick's Day, and, like, it always goes, you know, and not for nothing, like House of Pain, and it is just a huge influence on me, you know what I mean? Like, they're one of my heroes, you know, as a group. That was something I was doing every week. Like, I would just jack a beat that I was, it was an artist I was a fan of, beat that I loved, and I would just reinterpret it, and I was putting out these videos, and that was kind of like, that was kind of how I built my following initially, you know what I mean? It was just taking these popular records and putting a spin on it, like almost like a mixtape, but it was on social media. You know?
And then the video for that was shot, you filmed it at the same time on St. Patrick at the parade.
The parade is actually the first Saturday of March. So it's like
usually the Rockaway
like,
parade.
Right. So it's usually like May 3rd, May 5th or something like that, as opposed to, you know, May 17th.
March.
So, I'm sorry, March.
Right.
I should know that by now. It's like the parade is about 2 weeks before the actual St. Patrick's Day, and I was able to film it and then put it out on St. Patrick's Day that year. So it was like, it was dope the way it worked out.
And I think in that freestyle too, you make reference, or in one of your songs about Rockaway being the Irish Riviera, right?
That was, as far as I know, that was like an old school term people christened
I've heard that
it with.
Before, yeah.
It was like the, you know, Rockaway Breezy Point, the Irish Riviera, you know what I mean? It's always been a heavy Irish community, heavy Orthodox Jewish community, and then black community as well, you know, so... It was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek reference to like this old school term that people used to use to refer to it.
I love how you embrace it. I mean, it's in your name, so no one has to ask where you're from, but you're so proud of Rockaway, and I love Rockaway.
Right.
I think Rockaway Beach is one of the greatest places. So were you born there too? Grew up there?
Born and raised, lived there outside of like right after Sandy when I lived in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn for about 5 years. Lived there my whole life. I live there with my wife and kids now.
And your young daughter, you have two daughters.
I have two daughters,
one you've been taking care of. She was only born like 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, I have a six-month-old. I have a two-year-old. That's a whole new, you know, whole new beast as just to be a father. And like, just life is a balancing act, right? It's like figuring out all these things. Everything's new, you know?
Well, you mentioned Sandy. Well, Sandy hit Rockaway hard, didn't it?
Very hard. It was something where... You know, most people in Rockaway that have a home, they have a basement, you know. So, you know, it's really only like a 4 to 5 block radius in between the beach and the bay.
And it's so, the sea level there. I mean, you're literally, when you're on the street, you're at sea level, aren't you?
Right.
Or maybe a few feet above.
Depending on where you're at, there's different flood zones. But where, at the time, I had a basement apartment.
Oh, no.
And the ocean met the bay. I mean, it was kind of like, it wasn't even raining. It was just the perfect storm scenario where, you know, the storm surge was so intense from the ocean that it met the bay. So like, you know, most people lost their base. Some people got water up until their first floors. There was fires. You know, everybody lost their car, multiple cars, you know, over in Breezy Point, which is kind of like a sister neighborhood. They have like row blocks, so the houses are connected. So like when the fires broke out over there, it was like whole blocks went down, you know. So that event was kind of like the death of the Rockaway that I remember growing up from my childhood. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you started to see, post Sandy, there was just a lot of changes. Like you started to see a lot of gentrification come in, you know, as Williamsburg, Bushwick, and all these places started to gentrify, they discover Rockaway. So you start to see like a huge influx of like this, you know, there's like a big hipster community coming in, and like people act like they discovered the beach, you know what I mean? And the, you know, the boardwalk got redone, like all the concessions that were closed when I was a kid got reopened. So it's a whole new place now, you know what I mean? And it's it's an ever-expanding organism. Like, every year there's new things that pop up, you know what I mean? And there's a whole new interest in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Just from people outside, because people used to never come to Rockaway. It was like, you come to the beach, or, you know, if you heard a mention to Rockaway in, like, pop culture, it was like a disparaging, like, don't go there type of thing, you know? So, it's cool to see. It's cool to see, but it's also a little frustrating sometimes, because it's like, you know, I grew up here. This place has always been great.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because so-and-so moved here from Brooklyn. It's all of a sudden cool now.
It seems like Sandy is kind of the defining point. It's like everything is before and after in terms of Rockaway.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
And I saw a thing on the news recently where they said the A-Train is back out running again.
A-Train, yeah. And that used to be one way in, one way out.
Right.
You know, it's like now... Post Sandy, now you got the ferry, so you have the new.
And I recommend the ferry. One hour ride, and it's like $4. It's really great.
Right, it's like the same as the subway. Like, I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, it's cool to have multiple ways to get in the city now. You know what I mean? Where it used to just be either the A train or, you know, the Q35, Q53. And that was pretty much it, you know?
I know the Q53.
Yeah.
Anyway, so getting back to Bobby J from Rockaway and Dom Dirty, we did Once Again, and that's off the album you did. It was 2024, and it was one of the best albums of 2024.
Thank you.
The album Higher. So you want to talk about Once Again, what that song was about?
Yeah, Once Again was actually the first song that me and Dom recorded for the album, and we weren't even talking about making an album at that time. I think... I had done a collaboration with him on his album that was a compilation called The Hardcore Composer 2. And I think he reached out to me to do a record for what was going to be his third producer album. But we did that one record and he sent me a batch of beats. So I picked that one. But then I just started making a bunch of records off of these beats that he sent me. So it kind of just organically turned into a project with me and him, but that was the one that set it off. Like, it was gonna be a one-off thing, and then I think I did something to two or three more beats that he sent me, and he's like, all right, man, like, I was gonna do a producer compilation album, mm-hmm. but let's just go forward and make an album together.
Right, and the one that I played there in the last set was McSorley's featuring Little Vic.
Yeah.
So that one, who produced that one?
Little Vic.
It was Little Vic produced it, okay.
Yeah.
So is that a full project or just a one song?
So me and Little Vic have been working together on and off for like the past two or three years. We've dropped a couple records together, but we have a bunch of stuff in the stash that we're getting ready to release. It's just a question of whether we're going to do a full album, if we're going to do an EP, if mm-hmm. we're just going to drop singles. I mean, I'm at his crib like once or twice a month, and we've just been stacking ammo. So
I was going to say, I would suspect that you probably got like a whole notebook full of rhymes.
Yeah, he's one of my really good friends. He's equally as good a rapper as he is a producer. Mm-hmm. I'm like floored by his talent as an MC. Like, he completely inspires me to rap. We're in the room together writing the songs together, whereas like a lot of records now are being, you know, done via email of people
sending
stems.
It's become a rarity that the way you're doing it organically.
And you know, it's kind of just we've had a methodology where we've just been releasing singles, and I kind of like that, because it's like you put something out and you could focus everybody's attention on that, whereas sometimes you put out these projects and the way people are consuming music, you know, on streaming and stuff, they might listen to, you know, the first three or four songs, and then, you know, it's not being consumed in the way an artist wants it, where
exactly.
It's like a full cohesive project. So when you get to release, say, a single a month, you could focus everybody's attention on this one song. And then if you want, you know, you put out 10 singles and you got an album or you got an EP. So we're just trying to figure out like what we're going to do. But we have so much music in the stash. Like, it's we've been working together for years at this point, you know?
Yeah. You're going to hang out. You're my guest and my co-host. I'm going to have you weigh in your opinion, because you've got good taste in hip-hop and on different artists that I play, but also going to play a bunch of your stuff. Next up is one that goes back a few years, and I just loved it. It was One Mic and Drum, and that was with Daru Jones. So that project, how did that come about?
I did a show at the Blue Note. Uh-huh. You know, people who know the Blue Note, it's a legendary jazz club. And it was kind of on a whim. Me and Daru actually have a mutual friend named Sean. And Sean owns a pizza spot in Rockaway. And he called me one day and he's like, listen, Daru Jones is doing a show at the Blue Note. It's a tribute to Jay Dilla and DJ Premier. They want to bring some rappers out. Do you want to get on stage? And I was like, yeah, definitely. So I went to the show. Actually, I went to a rehearsal beforehand, and I literally walked in the room. He was playing drums. They had a microphone, and I just started rapping verses. And, they were doing renditions of classic Primo stuff, so it's like right up my alley. And we did the show. It turned into two shows, two nights in a row. And on the second night, I gave him a ride back to his hotel in Brooklyn. And he was like, yo, man, we got to do a project together. And I was like, absolutely. You know, at this time, I was a nobody, and he's a super accomplished drummer, even more so now. And I kind of took it as like he was just exchanging pleasantries. Like, everyone says that, like, yo, we got to work together.
Right.
And it doesn't always come into fruition like that. But the next time he was in New York, he called me and was like, listen, I got a studio in Long Island City booked for 2 days. Let's do a project. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And we recorded the album in 2 days at this place called Pinch Recording Studio in Long Island City. And everything like I was doing up until that point was preparation for that. Like, I was just stacking rhymes and stacking lyrics. I'd maybe put out one full project, but I just had a bunch of stuff in the stash. And it was like, he'd go in a room. The idea was like he was just gonna play a breakbeat, and then I go in and I spit a rhyme over it. And, you know, we did it all in two sessions.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, before we're going to play Lullaby, but I want to ask you, like, working with a live drummer as an MC versus pre-programmed drums, what is the key difference for you?
What is the key difference?
That you might switch up the tempo?
There's a human element to
right,
it, right? It's like, you know, it's like when people... He's almost like Jay Dilla in human form, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like... There's minute changes in the rhythm sometimes because it's a human being doing it as opposed to somebody, you know, banging out a beat on the MPC or in like quantizing it, and
right,
it's the same
right.
thing, you know. So I think it just added a human element to it, and we were aware of that, you know, which is why when you listen to it, it kind of sounds like we wanted it to sound like we're playing it in front of you, like you're sitting in the living room,
right,
or sitting in like a small bar listening to like a jam session, you know. That was the whole concept behind it.
Okay, well, let's listen to the track Lullaby from One Mic and Drum from Daru Jones and Bobby J from Rockaway right here on WFMU. No.
Yeah, I'm in the group leaning right like Sean Hannity. Prince on the prowl from my abalone. I'm in the coupe leaning right like Sean Hannity. Prince on the prowl from my abalone, your vanity. Purple label Ralph Lauren covers my anatomy. Smelling like the finest cabbage growing in the canopy. Oh, can it be? Oh, 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 can it be? The flow got you open, cause I'm floating like a manatee. Oh, the humanity. I'm killing all my contemporaries and then pleading temporary insanity. This sounds like the West Side Highway. Summertime, top down, driving on a Friday. Fresh paint job, car parked in the driveway. White speeder on, chilling on the fire escape. These dope vibes make my eyes dilate. Face from the box make the block start to vibrate. I'm so fly, haters so irate. Anyone who try to violate, I annihilate. Uh-huh. Anyone who try to violate, I annihilate. Daru, listen, I'm coming right back in. I'm all about command and respect. See, I'm from Queens, but never was a fan of the Mets. And I'm all about expanding my checks. You mad? I was in the van with your ex with both hands in the breast. Listen, I do this for your consideration. The latest iteration, New Yorkers have been patient. Waking for their rain and ending for your precipitation. Plus a little more sophistication. As long as I record this in the basement, I'll be underground until my corpse is in the pavement. No flattery in any form of imitation. Wanna battle me? Well, here's a form of invitation. Keep the implications, what I'm saying to you. Get it through your thick skull. Don't make me go explain it to you. Like your morning paper, every day I bring it to you. Lyrical lullaby, every night I sing it to you. Uh-huh. Yeah, lyrical lullaby, every night I sing it to you. Like your morning paper, every day I bring it to you. Lyrical lullaby, every night I sing it to you. Bobby. Uh-huh. Now give the drummer some. Daru. Rockaway, Queens, yeah.
In the land of Neanderthals is a burden.
It's super burden.
Yeah.
You know, super burden.
See, the same that you went through, like, I grew up in a house where I couldn't say ain't, right? You couldn't say ain't. I ain't got, you ain't what? Right? So when you went outside and you used this vernacular, this is like, what? Why you talk like that? I mean, I'm cultured, right? So I've been fighting all my life with these knuckle draggers, all my fucking life, right?
Yeah.
So what, understanding that when you are intellectual and you are cultured and polished, a stone sticks out in amongst rocks. You feel me?
Yeah.
Sticks out amongst rocks. And so just be knowing that you different. They be like, yo, that's something different about this. You understand? And you have to guard yourself. So sometimes you have, so that they talk about Superman. That's why Superman put on glasses. Because he's Superman. He don't have to turn into Superman. He's born that way. So he put the glasses on to mix around you. So the glasses represent the fragility of man. He sees you as weak, right? You can't really see, but this nigga can x-ray see. So he gonna put the glasses on to hide around you so that you don't recognize who he is. Cause if not,
I was born to
get a motherfucker, burn a hole through this and fly over here and do all of this and save the world.
I was born to fly.
Right? And it's only his intuition that he understands what he has to save.
I was born to fly.
Because he can't save everybody, can't be everywhere at the same time. You feel me? So help ain't always there for you. Sometimes it's someplace else helping somebody else. Right? They say the whole time, they say give time, time. Right?
I was born to fly. I was born to fly, born on 7-8, the 1st of July. I cried when I opened my eyes, I first arrived. Mom's plan me when she had me, I was born to rise. An angel sent to this planet in an earthly disguise. Since day one, Mom Dukes knew I was special. She said, Michael, this world gonna test you. Don't let that vex you. People gonna hate you that never had met you. Simply for the fact that God blessed you. Moms gave me a heart of gold and a future to unfold. But my peers didn't want me to see the light that I hold. They treated me like an outcast, the world was cold. I decided to be a renegade, different and bold. You know the story of the ugly duckling, but I was a swan. A late bloomer with potential, but it wasn't my time. Some people don't want you to see it, they be hoping you blind. They want you to dim your light so they can try to shine. But deep down inside, I knew that I was the best. I just gotta lay low and pay my dues like the rest. It's all good, was meant to be misunderstood, I guess. Born bipolar, brought into this world depressed. All I had was a dream to bring my life to art. I've been illustrating images and pictures from the start. Moms encouraged me to do it all and follow my heart. Since day one I had talent, plus they knew I was smart. You see, life gives you blessings and it gives you advantages. But the world ain't easy and it comes with its challenges. You need faith and discipline just to balance it. Never give up is hard, that's the way the planet is. I'm a long line of legends, so I know that I got this. I'm not a follower, I put an end to the nonsense. You might not have no morals, I was born with a conscience. Speaking straight from the soul is always where my response is. A real person always comes authentic with integrity. And that's the recipe that makes up the best of me. Until eternity, I'ma fulfill my destiny. Show and prove my intentions and let it show for the rest to see. Can't ask for me, I come from a long line of legends. Born on the day of Saturn, on month 7. To the day my body stops and I'm back to the essence. I'ma stay soaring to the heavens. Cause I was born to fly. Cause I was born to fly. That's right. Cause I was born to fly. 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 Yeah. Hey yo, Neff, we had to do another one, right?
No doubt.
It's only right. Listen, It's like the whole planet's panic stricken. So I'm sticking to the manuscript to kick it like a bad addiction. I'm spitting like an automatic, pop the clip and I'm at a fishing with this ammunition. Man, why can't you listen? Keep your camera clicking for the gram. I'm doper than the granulated gram you sniffing. And you hate it, but now you understand the vision. I'm spacebound and they need a man to man the mission. Don't ever talk about me like politics and religion, for I do something that can land a man in prison. I've been whipping in the kitchen and the pan is sizzling. No longer pitching hand to hand, cause the demand is risen. Plus the brand is different this time around. Rappers get dissed by the pound on this side of town. You riding clowns get excited just by the sound of my voice playing in these whips right around saying,
I gotta help my people.
When worst comes to worst, my peoples come first.
That's right.
I gotta help my people.
Real talk. Look, I don't make records for those who never made a record. I hold stock and opinion to those who ain't invested. You can never taint my message if you ain't respected. Even if your tweets are private, dog, you ain't protected. Trying to find the lies, but you can't detect it. Searching every nook and cranny, but you ain't detectives. I see your main objective. Don't give me food for thought when you ain't digested it long enough to give your lame perspective. Guess it's all fun and games when you ain't affected. Go get your likes and retweets, maybe you'll gain acceptance. They detested me, but now I make the favorite records. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it if it ain't defective. It ain't reflective of your talent, and I'm happy as a pig. And I should never listen to anything that they suggested. Pay attention, these roaches got the game infested. I'll spray the raid and make a mess, go ahead, relay the message.
I gotta help my people.
When worst comes to worst, my peoples come first.
That's right.
Clearly my dad's son, please don't get dramatic, there's no need to be mad, son. I regularly man up, pain what's out my people so my peoples can have some. And think girls are the best thing, shout to any sister with a nipple breast ring. Though my preference is natural, regardless of your genus, there's no need to be bashful. I warp through the empire, zooming downhill, no hands on the warp tire. While I admire brimstone and hellfire, damn it, I just put my quarters into the wrong dryer. Follow my gut, while your mind is boggled, you can fondle my enough. If you're feeling hollow, you can swallow one up. Yo.
Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but when she went to date her, she was all up in your data? So now the hottie became the candidate for playing hot potato. Although in person, no, I'm personal as a trainer. I'll be the first to say it, cursing like a sailor. The happy camper, tramps the one to nag, the champion of the nag champer. One man, trying to understand rain's part of a suntan. Sun is my root word, still I am absurdly susceptible to moonburn. Just how a cat roll, otherwise it's the other side of the black hole. Watch for the shrapnel. Yo.
Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water.
You know who sucks too? Every single rapper that I used to look up to. When I was drinking formula, I loved you. Son, you had a formula that you should have stuck to.
text of the boy move. Lets me think my answers out so I could be more smooth. More smoother. Get love like how the Marduk slut the porn loser. The porn winner. The board of ed, waterbed, born again sinner. God vessel. In the heart sectors acting all special. You ain't never seen it once. Leaning off the garlic knot and peanut lunch. He that runs. Stuff. One.
Wait. Wait in water. Wait. Wait in water. Wait. Wait in water.
It's WFMU. It's the start of the weekend. Friday, coming to you live from WFMU Studios. I'm Billy Jam. And the show is called Put the Needle on the Record. And my guest in studio today is Bobby J from Rockaway, who came all the way from Rockaway to Jersey City. Thank you so much for being here in the studio. And we heard some of your songs in there and some other artists too. Let me back announce and then get back to chatting with you about music and Rockaway and good stuff like hip-hop. So Daru Jones and Bobby J from Rockaway, Lullaby from One Mic and Drum. I love the story about how that one came about. Then we had Newt from Mike Mountain, Born to Fly. Bobby J from Rockaway, My People, produced by Neff from Endless Summer. And you were saying, you were telling me off mic there about how Static Selector produced other tracks on that EP.
Right. So Endless Summer was a collaborative EP with Static. Yeah. So he produced five songs, and it was originally just going to be those five songs, but I met Neff through Static, and Static is honestly the connective tissue between me and a lot of people that I've worked with in this industry. So Neff was his engineer during those sessions, and you know, I found out Neff produced and made beats, and me and him got real cool, so we ended up doing two songs that became bonus songs on that album.
Yeah.
And then that kind of segued into me and Neff doing a project together.
And Neff is good, isn't he?
Neff is great. I mean, Neff is, you know, Neff has grown. Like, we've kind of grown in this space together. You know, like I said, I met him. He was kind of just like a session engineer, you know, doing grunt work, like right-hand man stuff for Static. And then he's grown into, like, one of, like, the premier, you know, New York producers. And he's like DJ Premier's right-hand man right now. So it's like,
really,
you know, he's really like all the Brady Watt bass and bars and all that stuff. Like he's engineering all that. You know, I'm just proud of him, man. Like, he's really grown. I've seen his status just, you know, increase year over year.
Is he from Brooklyn or which part of New York?
He's actually from New Hampshire.
Okay.
So he's from New Hampshire and moved to Brooklyn just in pursuit of his music dreams and linked with Static. And that's how I met him. First time I worked with Static, he was the one, you know, at the computer manning the Pro Tools. So, you know, and same thing with Dom. Like, Dom is Static's best friend. You know what I mean? So, like, through Static, I've made so many relationships that have turned into, like, you know, people I've worked with, you know?
And Static Selector, the producer, what I love about his stuff is you always know it's him because at the beginning he has that woman's voice going. Yeah. Static Selector.
Yeah, it's genius, you know?
We also heard in there Homeboy Sandman, Wade in the Water, from the White Sands project that came out in 2014. I think I wrote down 2024. I meant to write 2014 was the year it dropped. And I was asking you, Bobby J from Rockaway, if you knew or had worked with Homeboy Sandman. You said you'd met him.
I only met him once. Like I said, we have a couple mutual friends. I met him through my friend J57.
A great artist.
Just great artist.
And very
great
prolific.
Very prolific and very versatile, too. Mm-hmm. You know, he's on my album Radio Days that Neff produced. So and a great friend, just a good dude. You know, I remember we went out one night. It was me, him, and a rapper named El Gaunt, and Homeboy Sandman was there. So got to meet him. Super cool guy. We've worked with mutual people in the past. We've never got to work together, but I mean, I've been aware of him for, you know, 20 years at this point, and like, he's an elite rapper, you know what I mean?
So what year did you start doing hip-hop seriously?
I mean, I started, I'm about to be 38. I started when I was 11 or 12.
Yeah.
So I probably started, you know, 98, 99, and my, like, my professional career, like me really pursuing it, starts around 14. Yeah. That's like when I really, when I get to high school, I start to meet other kids that are like-minded guys making music, working, you know, in studios with producers. And that's kind of like when I met Kwame. So Kwame was the first producer that I ever, you know, had me in a real studio surroundings, you know.
Yeah.
First real records I ever made were produced by him. So I met him at 14 years old, and that's kind of like when I went from just rapping in my basement for my friends to like actually really learning how to make songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I've been at it for, you know, almost 25 years at this point.
Wow. But getting back to Rockaway, because you are Bobby J from Rockaway.
Right.
I love Summer Classics, the cover of that one too. Where you're out there on the beach and you're on the lifeguard,
big
tall seat. But another thing too, you mentioned people that influenced you. But when I think about Rockaway, I mean you always think of the Ramones. But MC Search is from Rockaway, right?
MC Search is from Far Rockaway. Yeah. Far Rockaway. So he's from like Beach Ninth, right? So that would be close to the Atlantic Beach Bridge, like almost by Long Beach, Long Island. Like you go through Far Rockaway, you hit Long Island.
Right.
So he's kind of like the other side of the tracks, you know what I mean? Like I grew up in Rockaway Beach, you know what I mean? So it's like my neighborhood realistically was mostly like firemen, teachers, and nurses, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't hip hop. In like a lot of ways, it was like the antithesis of hip hop. Like I didn't know anybody that was rapping. I didn't know anybody that was even like making music, much less trying to rap, trying to DJ, trying to produce. So my hip hop experience was, you know, I knew people that were into hip hop. Obviously my older brother was bringing records home and like that's how I got into it. But like, I didn't know anybody who wanted to do
how
it.
How many years older than you was he?
My brother's 5 years older than me.
And he was a hip hop head?
He was a hip hop head. He was a grunge head. He was just an MTV junkie, BET junkie, you know, just listening to the radio, bringing home every 90s classic, you know. So I used to just go into his room and steal his albums. And that was kind of the inception of like where I wanted to start rapping, you know. So it was a lot of time spent in my bedroom, in my basement, like teaching myself, you know what I mean? Because I didn't really have anybody to kind of show me the ropes. So like I said, it wasn't until I got to high school where it's like, all right, now I start to meet other kids that are doing the same thing that I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And that's where I started to like make the connections and stuff like that.
It's amazing how many older siblings have an influence. Their record collection, their music collection has an influence on the younger brother or sister. So, boy, the time goes by so fast when you're here. We only have 10 minutes left, but we'll squeeze in a lot of Rockaway-themed content and hip-hop. But before we do, I just want to make sure we get everything out of the way, and that is, do you want to do any shout-outs to anybody or mention any upcoming shows or events that you might have?
Yeah, definitely want to shout out my man Don Dirty. We got an album out right now called Higher. It's out everywhere. He produced that whole album. You know, if you like what you hear, I got several projects out. I got Higher with Don Dirty. I got an album called Radio Days with Neff. I got an album called Endless Summer with Static Selecta. Summer Classics is an album that was my first album that I dropped. And I got a collaborative project with an artist from Detroit called Hush. Artist / producer called 718-2313. So, you know, if you like what you hear, check it out. You know, and I got work coming out right now, my man Little Vic. You know, so you're gonna hear some new singles, new music on the horizon, but you know, check the back catalog too, man.
How many albums and full length, like EPs and albums, is it a 5 or 6?
Full length, I would say Summer Classics is a full length.
And I recommend it, by the way.
Endless Summer is an EP.
Right.
Radio Days is a full length.
Higher.
Higher is a full length. 718-2313 is a full length. Yeah, so
that's
more
good.
Full length than EPs. You know. So I got about 5 or 6 projects right now.
So you want to do a little freestyle for us?
Yeah, we can do something.
And you can't curse.
Can't curse?
Well, you can, but you may not. Please. Hold on, let me get the beat back to the beginning and turn it up, as they say. Right, take two.
Yeah. Check 1, 2. Look. Yeah.
I never say the fit is sick, I say the drip is post-nasal. This kid is no angel, I will Riddick Bo maim you and split your whole kangle. Learn to keep my head down and fit it low angle. Round here, bottles fly, don't let that Michelob graze you. For talking like that liquor don't phase you. We do you like a piccolo, play you, yeah. I'm off the Richter volcano. The flow is hot as lava and the rap fans will want it, cause I'm tap dancing on it like a Mr. Bo Jangles. Tweaking like I'm sniffing cocaine off a stripper hoe's anus. You get your throat strangled, talking all that vile chatter, biohazard to your health. Welcome to your final chapter. And I should defend the crown, but I don't have to, cause you child jackets couldn't stage a coup with a child actor. That's why the people got my back like the chiropractor. This is vile crack, it's like you're tripping off the ayahuasca. Bobby J, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Billy Jam.
W. Over a beat by Telfon, Bobby J from Rockaway. You're checking out WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, home of the hip hop, 91.9 FM, and everywhere on the interwebs at WFMU.org. Let me just see a couple of the happenings that I should tell you about going on. In Sacramento, Violence Free in the Sac concert series. This is today from 6 to 8 p.m. California time with Boss Tootie and several other performers, including Mr. Lewis. It's happening at 4625 44th Street, Sacramento, hosted by KDEE-FM's Hip Hop After Dark radio show. June 17th coming up at WFMU. In part of this, Union Swim Pool, WFMU and Cosign, along with a whole bunch of artists, three different bands, and DJs Mona and Jessica from WFMU Spinning. That's coming up next week, June the 17th. That is Tuesday. June the 21st and the 22nd, Matt Most and Shoo Shoo at the Knockdown Center. Friday, June the 27th, this show will be broadcasting live from Trend Area on San Pablo Avenue in Pinole with Boss Tootie, Rinsey, your boy, Black Ice, and Senior Gigio, and maybe even a surprise guest. Albany, New York, Dougie Fresh performing free at Empire State Plaza on July the 9th, 5:30. G-Eazy is going to be performing free in New York City. GMA, that TV show, Good Morning America, it's free to get there. SF Hip Hop Festival, July the 19th at the Midway, with a whole gang of people, including Souls of Mischief, Invisible Scratch Pickles, Rob Swift, Mr. Sinister, Diggable Planets, and the Dog Pound. And I guess that's it. We got to head out of here. Bobby J from Rockaway, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. And keep sending new music, because we will keep playing it here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to finish with one that, it's a good one. You got the Evil D on the cuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one Dangerous. You want to say anything about it before we kick? This is from Higher, too, isn't it?
Yes. This is actually the first single off the album Higher. It's called Dangerous. It features the legendary DJ Evil D. And Mr. Walt on the album gives the intro to it. You know, me and Dom are huge fans of the Beat Miners.
Yeah.
Huge fans of OGC, you know what I mean? And the inspiration behind this joint was OGC No Fear. You know, we wanted to make something that felt like that. And, you know, we ended up sampling Starang on the hook. So to have Evil D and Mr. Walt kind of put their stamp of approval on it was really dope, man. So yeah. I'm honored to have, you know, them on the credits, man. Like, so this is Dangerous. Produced by Dom Dirty off the album Higher.
All right, Mr. Fine One next. Thanks for listening to WFMU.
The new weather facing us be dangerous.
Like an apostle, I embrace the abstract like I'm hugging Picasso's. Covering a bottle of whiskey while I'm my nostrils. Maniac behind the wheel, driving, ducking them potholes. And my truck is a Tahoe. If we were stuck in a brothel, you couldn't with me. Rushing your door like the Prussian Gestapo. When society decays and the government topples, and the public is hostile, better clutching your gospel. I'm so underground, archaeologists are fine. Verses of mine, written in Sanskrit. Under the fossils, think I've done the impossible. I took a little minor idea, then I flipped into something colossal. Now I'm f***ing unstoppable, cultural. Tourists go from the hostel to stuck in the hospital. Your wife, you said I'm quite hospitable. I treat her like a don't let her popsicle.
Dangerous. When Bobby gets on the mic, the phone, the Rockaway's only gets me hyper. Dangerous. This f***ing verse.
worst right here. Turn a whack rapper's day into his worst nightmare. How dangerous. Bobby gets on the microphone. The Rockaway's on, it gets me hyper. Dangerous. When this f***ing verse right here. Turn a whack rapper's day into his worst nightmare.
Like Drake said with Lil Wayne, last name ever, first name greatest. The danger's my middle name. Stay in your little lane. The rifle is ready. I'm spiteful and petty. Me and Dom, the new Michael and Teddy. We're
dangerous.
Though I hardly parlay, I bring danger to squads. Talking blase, blase. Shine iridescent when I hear impressive bangers. Never vote, but I know I pose a clear and present danger. Here to let some anger spill. Bobby aim to kill. Anybody ain't the seal or get the Rodney danger feel. Keep a sword off so the shoddy ain't revealed. Hope you potty train these sirens in your lobby ain't a drill. Dangerous game, we're living in dangerous times. You're walking on dangerous grounds, covered in dangerous minds. Dom dirty with the headbanger, back with the Lone Ranger. Code red, danger.
Dangerous, when Bobby gets on the microphone, the Rockaway's only gets me hyper. Dangerous, this f***ing verse right here. Turn the whack rapper's day into his worst nightmare. How dangerous, Bobby gets on the microphone, the Rockaway's only gets me hyper. Dangerous, when this f***ing verse right here. Turn the whack rapper's day into his worst nightmare. Dangerous, yeah.
My way. The new weapon facing us.
tuned to the Downtown Soulville radio program on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine, and I'll be here for 1 hour spinning Soul 45s. Boy, oh boy, do I have some great records to play for you tonight. I hope you're as excited as I am. When the Pete Marino Band is all done with this one called Mashin', we'll hear from Baby Washington.
Send the road with the greatest of ease. I've got some sweet talk for you. Set your heart at ease. If I don't satisfy your every need, loving back, guaranteed. We'll take a drive down to Lover's Lane. We'll kiss a while and ride again. From there to the ball, we'll hear Pop's call. Showtime, in no time at all. Now don't forget to tell your lady friend. You've had a time from beginning to end. Get on the phone and dial 113. Information will give them me. If I don't satisfy their every need, loving back, guarantee. Lane. We'll kiss a while and we'll ride again. From
there to the ball to hear Pops call. Showtime! No time at all. Now don't forget to tell your old lady friend you've had a time from beginning to end. Get on the phone and dial 113. Information will give you me if I don't satisfy your every need. Loving back. Ha!